With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program celebrating the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's program, we'll celebrate a leading English composer of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Gustav Holst, whose 145th birthday was on September 21st. We'll feature sacred music by the birthday composer, as well as by his students Edmund Rubbera and Benjamin Britten, and his teacher Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Before we get started with the birthday festivities, we'll listen to organ music by Felix Mendelssohn, the first movement, Allegro Moderato e Serioso, from his first organ sonata, Opus 65. John Scott plays the great organ of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Allegro moderato e serioso from the First Organ Sonata by Felix Mendelssohn. John Scott played the organ at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Today we're marking the 145th birthday of Gustav Holst, born September 21, 1874, in Cheltenham, Gloucestershire. He was born into a musical family, his father being a pianist and organist, and with at least one professional musician in each of the preceding three generations. Gustav had somewhat fragile health as a child, suffering neuritis, which precluded him advancing in piano, and also asthma, which he later overcame enough to become a professional trombonist to support himself when his compositional life could not. Next, we'll listen to one of two psalm settings he composed for chorus, string orchestra, and organ. Psalm 148 is performed by the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Mack Wilberg conducts. Psalm 148 by Gustav Holst was performed by the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square, led by Mac Wilberg. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Holst's musical style derived from many sources and evolved over time. Among the influences, especially in some of his choral writing, was the polychoral tradition dating back to early Baroque Venice. Our next piece, Ave Maria, was originally composed for unaccompanied 8-part double women's choir. Mark Denza has arranged it for mixed voices in a way that allows the intricate interplay of voices to be heard even more clearly. I think you'll hear the historic roots of the music, even while overlaid with a romantic harmonic language. Mark Denza conducts the Hampstead Singers in Ave Maria. The Hampstead Singers sang Ave Maria by Gustav Holst as arranged for mixed double choir by Mark Denza, who conducted. Holst was known as a fine teacher, landing long-term positions at St. Paul's Girls' School in London and at Morley College. Holst's influence spread to later generations of English composers, whether or not he taught them directly. Among those influenced was a young Benjamin Britten, known for his compositions demonstrating an economy of musical material. The Festival Te Deum by Britten is next, in a recording by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. George Guest conducts with Brian Runnett at the organ.
Thank you.
Festival Te Deum, Opus 32 by Benjamin Britten, composed in 1944 for the centenary of St. Mark's Church, Swindon. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, was directed by George Guest. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. It was young Gustav's dream to attend the Royal College of Music, but he was denied a scholarship for his first 2 years there. Finally, he was awarded some assistance, and he began composition studies with Sir Charles Villiers Stanford, something to which he had aspired for some time. We'll hear music of his teacher and mentor Stanford as we listen to one of the six Bible songs, a song of hope, followed by the accompanying choral hymn, In Thee Is Gladness. William Kendall is soloist in A Song of Hope, and the Winchester Cathedral Choir sings the hymn, led by David Hill.
Out of the deep,
The third of six Bible songs and hymns by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. We heard the hymn In Thee Is Gladness, sung by the Winchester Cathedral Choir, preceded by A Song of Hope, sung by William Kendall and accompanied by David Hill. One of Stanford's most recognizable melodies is the hymn tune Engelberg, originally written for the text For All the Saints for the 1904 edition of Hymns Ancient and Modern. More recently, it's become attached to Fred Pratt Green's wonderful text, When in Our Music, God is Glorified. The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square is led by Gerald Otley.
Jesus, Lord of creation.
When in Our Music God is Glorified, with tune by C.V. Stanford, was sung by the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Gerald Ottley conducted. Benjamin Britten's economy of compositional means, mentioned earlier, is abundantly evident in his delightful setting of the Jubilate Deo in C, composed in 1961 at the request of the Duke of Edinburgh. We'll hear the Finzi Singers perform, directed by Paul Spicer. Andrew Lumsden plays the organ. Jubilate Deo in C by Benjamin Britten was performed by the Finzi Singers. Paul Spicer conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Gustav Holst turned to a melody from the Genevan Psalter, Old 124th, for his setting of a hymn text by Clifford Bax, Turn Back, O Man. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral is led by John Scott, with Andrew Lucas at the organ. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang Turn Back, O Man by Gustav Holst. John Scott directed. Composer Edmund Rubra grew up in a poor working-class British family, but was encouraged to study music by his parents. Among others, he studied with Vaughan Williams and also with Gustav Holst, whose birthday we're celebrating today. Music possessed distinctly mystical qualities for Rubra, and his faith embraced Eastern as well as Christian thought. We'll hear his composition, There Is a Spirit, which juxtaposes poetry adapted from James Naylor with the words of the Beatitudes. The 16 perform with soprano soloist Julie Cooper. Harry Christophers conducts.
Thank you.
There Is a Spirit by Edmund Rubbra and sung by the 16. Harry Christophers directed. Gustav Holst didn't achieve wide recognition and fame until the premiere of his orchestral suite The Planets, composed between 1914 and 1916. It was so popular, including the hymn-like tune from the middle of the Jupiter movement, that Holst himself adapted it as a hymn tune, Faxted. We'll hear an arrangement by Robert Hobby with the text, O God Beyond All Praising. Andrew McShane leads the University of Notre Dame Liturgical Choir. The University of Notre Dame Liturgical Choir sang the hymn, O God Beyond All Praising, on a tune by Gustav Holst, arranged by Robert Hobby. Andrew McShane conducted. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we celebrate the 145th birthday of composer Gustav Holst. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.